Ndebele.
So kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Siyazi.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 14 kuNkwenkwezi 2023 uGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje. Namhla lusuku lwabo mama ole Mother's Day uthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Nginanazela ukuthi nxa sisiya kunyembe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthi lapho esiya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu.
Kulabantu abathi ukukhuphuka kwempahla amahlayana eZimbabwe kubangelwa ngezombusazwe.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni. Lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle.
Kodwa abanye bathi idola selingumqhuba. Abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Salethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Namhla lusuku oluqakathekileyo lwabomama olwe-Mother's Day uthakazelelwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Xoxe labantu endaweni ezijeneyo ngosuku lolu.
Mina ngingupriscilla Ndlovu, umamtunga ohlala eWashington State e-America. Ngiyalibingelela lonke bomama ngelanga lalamhlanje lithakazelelwa omama bonke, omama abadala umhlaba, omama abaletha ulwazi emhlabeni, omama abagcinayo sonke nje isizwe ukuze sithuthuke. Umama kumele abe khona phakathi. Ngiyabonga bomama, omama balothando, ingathi lapho likhona lamhlanje lingathakazelela ilanga lenu likhumbula ukuthi konke okuhle kuvela kumlimo, kodwa okukakathekileyo kakhulu umlimo wasidala ukuthi siwe ngomama siphakamise isizwe. Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMandlovu ohlala eMagwegwe North. Ube lelanga elihle mama. Yimi nginje nini ngenya wezimbili kumbe senza lokho engikwenzayo kuyona le indawo. Ngiyawuthanda kakhulu mama, ngiyawuthanda kakhulu Mandlo. Ube lelanga elihle mngani wami.
Ngizalani ngokhetho Mfihlovu, ngisekhezitho namhlanje ngibanga le-Happy Mother's Day. Ngithi Happy Mother's Day kuvelele Ndlovu, iNdlovukazi. Ngiyakuthanda kakhulu. Ongezele okukhulu kakhulu, angeke ngibayisele ukuthi ngikuqalise. Ungifundisile ngaba umama engiwuye namhlanje. Ngiyakhala kuye nxa kunzima. She's a shoulder to lean on. Ivele ukho konke ibhizinis, ungivulele ibhizinis after ngiqede form six. Ngivulele ibhizinis yokuthi ngithengise amabhebhi. Unfortunately it failed, but bazange ngisize lapho nisho. Ngiyamthanda kakhulu, kuningi kakhulu akwenzile empilweni.
Igama uTimothy Mncube, uPresident weZimbabwe African National Congress. Bese ngithi leli lilanga elihle kakhulu for bonke omama basemhlabeni, omama eZimbabwe. Sithi omama kabaphathwe kahle emhlabeni jikelele, omama kabahlonishwe, omama bazimbokodo, omama baluthando, omama kamabavikeleke kuzo zonke izinto ezingalunganga. Siyabathanda omama, sohlala sibathanda. Zimbokodo, sicelebrate ilanga lenu namhlanje, masibonge.
Laba ngabanye abantu esitofe labo endaweni ezijeneyo zalethulela uningi namhla ngosuku lolu. Bayakhala abantu abaningi ngokukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla eZimbabwe. Abacungula ezomnotho bathi lokhu kubangwa yikugudeka kwedola leZimbabwe. Kodwa kulabanye abathi kubangelwa ngezombusazwe. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu losomabhizimusi uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda.
Ye sibona izinto ziqhubeka zikhuphuka eZimbabwe okunye kokunengi kubangelwa kakhulu yikuthela kwamandla kwemali eZimbabwe iRTGS kumbe ethiwa ngama bond notes emkambo omnyama ethiwa iblack market. So abantu bonke sebejikile sebesebenzisa imali zakwamanye amazwe ikakhulu idola leMelika. Kanti njalo bese kusiba khona nje lo mkhuhlane okhona eZimbabwe ukuthi osomabhizinisi bayathanda into ethiwa yi-profiteering ukuthi sebe sifuna ukuthi senze i-profit enengi nje kakhulu bese kulokho kukhuphulwa intengo kwesikhathi udinga uswele ukuthi kanti ukudla into lezi zakhuphuka nge-US dollar kuhamba njani lona i-US dollar lingawanga i-value yalo kwi-international market.
Ye, okunye ke baba Sibanda ungathini ngakhonoko?
So kubangelwa njalo okunye futhi ngingananzela ukuthi nxa sisiya okunye mbe mhlawumbe sokusiwa lokuthini lapho esiya khona ekhethweni sokungani sokule politics phakathi ukuthi abantu kumele impilo zabantu zibe nzima kakhulu. Akuzwisiseki ukuthi kwenziwa yini ukuthi intengo zikhuphuke. Impilo iqhubeka isiba nzima kakhulu ikakhulu kubantu makhaza. Ikakhulu abantu abasebenzela uhulumende abahola imali yabo encane kakhulu enye yakhona ingama RTGS ivele ingathengi lutho. Sikhuluma ngabantu abanje ngama teacher abathi ngabe holile nje imali yabo ivele isiphelele emoyeni ngoba izinto zikhuphuke kakhulu intengo yazo okungazuseki ukuthi yindaba. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi mina kwenziwa ukuthi sesisiya ekhethweni, so nxa kuyiwa ekhethweni kuba khona ama maneuvers amaningi kanti njalo kube sifa khona labantu abosomabhizinisi abanye nje abangalazwelo abafuna ukuthi bona banothe kakhulu wahuquluze okungabe kukhona banothe ngesikhathi esincane. So ilihluphe silalo kodwa ekucineni kwakho konke abantu makhaza, the ordinary people yibo abasuka bahlupheke kakhulu. Imali ebazitholayo zingaseneli kuthi la vele iningi labantu angithi vele kalisebenzi. So bese kusiphisa senza impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe kuba nzima kakhulu ukuphila. Uthola ukuthi kuba nzima ukuthi abantu benze nje izinto zihlangane ungahlanganisa la school fees lento ezinjalo. Impilo yabantu ibanzima, sidinga sisweleke ukuthi kanti kwenziwa kuyini. Uhulumende kumele anelise ukuthi athi rein in on abantu osomabhizinisi abakhweza intengo kungalasizathu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Sibanda, usomabhizinisi wakwaBulawayo. Siphinde sixoxa ngodaba lolu lo mnumzana Effort Ncube ubona ngeswelo zikaZulu.
Ukukhwela kwezinto abantu abazisebenzisa imihla ngemihla kuveza kahle kamhlophe ukuthi ezomnotho kazimanga kahle elizweni. Lanxa uhulumende ekhuluma kuso sonke isikhathi sithi izinto zime kahle, kunengi-ke okubanga ukuthi izinto zingami kahle. Okokuqala nje ukusilela kwemali yangaphandle okwenza osomabhizinisi bagcine besiyayithenga emkambo omnyama badlulisele ukudula kwayo ebantwini sekuyintengo ephezulu. Okwesibili ukuthi i-industry yethu silokhu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, ngakho siyathenga izinto eziningi ngaphandle zize elizweni zifike ziqathaniswe lalokho okukhona zibe sesiya phezulu ngoba imali yethu ingasebenzi ngendlela efaneleyo kanti imali yangaphandle iyadula.
Baba Ncube, ubona ngazani kukhona okunye na okubangela ukukhuphuka mahlayana kwentengo yempahla?
Imali yeZimbabwe silokhu iphelelwa ngamandla, iyehla emandleni kayindawo. Okwesithathu ezepolitiki abantu kabazithembi siya kwi-election ukwenza baqalise ukukhweza izinto bengakwazi ukuthi kuza kwenzakani ngemva kokhetho luzazala nokhetho lweZimbabwe. Ngakho-ke zonke lezi zinto ziyancedisana ukuthi kuye phezulu okuthengiswayo ngentengo. Ngakho kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende akulungise konke lokho, hhayi ukuthi abe khuluma kuphela.
Umnumzana Effort Ncube ubona ngeswelo sikaZulu, sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Yes, ngakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba iqhubekela phambili impi yomvukela kweleSudan kusokubulewa abantu abaningi okumangalisayo. Abantwayo bazama ukukhumisana umlota. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba imibiko yemfihlo eyayithulwa libutho lakwaleMelika ngudlu iveza ukuba uhulumende wakwele Ukraine wayefisa ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia. Okwamanje amazwe la alwisana kwele Ukraine kuphela. sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Buso Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi kwamanje udlelana lenkosi uBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa ngumndeni wakokhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi. Sakwamukela kuhlelo, baba Ngwenya, kunjani baba? Ye, akusitshele ngokuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku khona ngapho kwele South Africa.
Saba nohlelo olwaqala ngokuxoxisana nobaba uNgema oyinkosi yasemangadini ukuthi abantu bakithi mhlambe nxa kungaba losizo olungenziwa siyabona ukuthi isikhathi sabo sibekelwe lapha eSouth Africa ungahle sisiye emaphethelweni. Yikho-ke saxoxisana naye ubaba uNgema kwaze kwaholela ekutheni kube lesivumelwano sokuthi abantu beze khona le mangadini inkosi izobabona ukuthi sikhuluma ngabantu abanjani abangakanani. Ekuhambeni kwethu-ke kwasokusiba lenhlangano zepolitiki esathola ukuthi nazo zithi ziyafisa ukusizana lathi, njengoba liyabona laphana sekuze kwavela ne-APF laphana kuyona ethiyona layo izokwenza imizamo, njengoba sebeke baxoxa lo baba ongu-Minister of Home Affairs uDr Aaron Motsoaledi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu kodwa ubona kanjani ukuthi asebenza yini, njengoba sizokuthiwa-ke kulabanye abezomba ngazo sebengenela khonapho, kumele kwenziweni khonapho?
Ubukeka futhi ukuthi akuzange kube i-APF yodwa, lezinhlangano zepolitiki zangapha kwelakithi komthwakazi lazo zazikhona. Esagcina sesibona ukuthi hayi loba lwaluqale yithi ludaba, kodwa-ke asivumeni ukuthi okwamanje njengoba sebevela lapho osopolitiki sisebenze njengeforum kumbe ama-stakeholders. Yikho-ke besiloko sincedisana sibonisana ukuthi singenza kanjani, ngoba si-ofisi lenkosi akekho umuntu ongamukelwayo. Yikho besakhetha ukuthi njengoba sebekhona labo kusetshenzwe ndawonye.
Hayi-ke gqiba khonapho kwabangwenya.
Engingakutsho nje ukuthi bakithi abantu aba-understand ukuthi sisazama, akukabi lento ebambekayo etheni. Kwaba nje le ndlela ikakhulu kwabuhlengwa njengoba wayehambile yokuchazeka kwezinye izinto abanye abantu babengazi-understand ukuthi amalungelo akhona asemthethweni kanjani. Njengakho khona lokho ukuthi abantwana laba abazalele lapha banalo ilungelo lokuthi xa sebefikise i-16 years behambe bayo-aplayela ama-ID. Yikho-ke abantu abaningi ababengaku-understand ukuthi kumele kwenziwe kanjani. Njalo-ke ohlengwa babuye futhi bakuqinisekisa ukuthi abantu abanga-understandiyo labo bazazama ukuthi bebe le committee labo elizosebenza lisondele eduze ne-Home Affairs office ukuze abantu bechazeleke kahle basizakale labo bafuna ukuthola lolo sizo.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Ngwenya, ungadini lokusasa kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla besixoxa lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezamasiko esintu. Ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Kusenjalo abadabuka eZimbabwe balungiselela ukwenza umhlangano omkhulu labamele ingonyama yakwaZulu. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sikaBulelani Lobhengula, wakhethwa umndeni wakokhumalo ukuba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Sesibiziwe njalo kongema edanato ngo-4 June, mhlaka-4 June siyacelwa yokongema edanato. Okwamanje uthi uNgema kuza abantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu ukuthi bazelalela izikhalo zethu. Yikho bantu bakithi siyalinxusa ukuthi angabi khona osalayo, siyeni sonke ngobuningi bethu siyekwethula izikhalo zethu kubantwana bendlunkulu yakwaZulu, bathe kungcono beze bazezizwela bona mathupha. Siyathanda lokutsho bakwethu ukuthi ngemva kwensukanyana nje kudlula u-4 kuzaba lehlekana le hamba esigodlweni kwaZulu liye khonza esilweni. Lokho kusho ukuthi kuzafuneka ukuthi kube lezifuyo ezithile esizihambisayo, kanti mhla osuku mhla ka-4 lakhona kuyafanele ukuthi kube khona inkomo ezithile ezizazihlaba ukuze sidle. Kazifuni kube khona umuntu ozahambe engadlanga njengalokho kwenzakala mhla ka-19 March.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu ke baba Khumalo. Abafisa ukuthi bangene kukhokhonokho kumele bakuphathe njani?
Into ebalulekileyo bantu bakithi ukuthi asibhadale nama-R150 ku-akhawunti yethu le ya Capitec ekaMrs. Zanele Alfred, 1-666-844-320, bese sithumeza ubufakazi bokuthi sesibhadele kuma numbers la esiwafaka ukuflyer ukuze sirecord. Kodwa kubalulekile ukuthi sonke sibe khona. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi lokho bakwethu kufana lokubhala esibhakabhakeni ukuthi sesikhona thina simthwakazi sizwe sikamzilikazi kamashobane esilelungele ukuphila lapha eSouth Africa nokuphila lekhaya. Akungabi khona othandabuzayo ngokubunengi bethu. Akube yilowo mbhalo okhulumayo ukuthi nansi sizwe sikamzilikazi silelungele ukuphila singacindezelwa muntu silelungele ukuphila emazweni omabili ngenkululeko singahlukunyezwa muntu. Yiko bantu bakithi siyanxusa ke ukuthi lalabo bakithi aba overseas abangeke benelise ukuba khona siyacela ukuthi lisize lincedise lifake lana iminikelo yenu ukuze lolu hlelo lube yimpumelelo. Asibonge mahlaba ezulu. Into esizayenza ngiyusiya ngamanani ethu sizalungisa izimota siyalungisa amabhasi sikhangela amabhasi angu-20 azathatha abantu ngendawo ngendawo zabo. Okwamanje bakuthi siyaqinisa ukuthi akube asibeni sesibhadele kufika u-1 June ukuze sikwazi ukuplana ngoba ukuthi umuntu eze mhla osuke ephethe imali kasimthengelanga kudla kasimorganizelanga transport sizaba le cut off date ka-1 wabo usubhadele phangisa ubhadale ukuze sikwazi ukuplana kahle sifuna into le ihambe kahle ibone ukuthi ngabantu abale order hayi ukuthi bese kusiba nje abantu bahambe bengahlanga akusiphathi kahle lokho so asibhadaleni masinyazana ukuze sikwazi ukuplana. Asibonge siyabonga kakhulu umthwakazi omhle siyabonga kakhulu asihlangane khona eDanato mhla ka-4 June.
Lo umnumzala Bonman Khumalo isikhulumele sikabulelani lobhengula wakhethwa umdeni wakuKhumalo uba yinkosi yesizwe sikamthwakazi.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngotungamili Nkomo. Lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Usiphatheleni mfundisi?
Siyabingelelana zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo. Ilizwi lethu kela namhlanje siyalithola etestamenteni elitsha ngokuloba bukaJohane isahluko sesine indima yesikhombisa uJohane 4:7 kufundeka kanje. Owesifazane waseSamariya weza ezokukha amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye, ngiphuzise. Siphinde njalo. Owesifazane waseSamariya weza ezokukha amanzi. UJesu wathi kuye, ngiphuzise. Mhlawumbe nesiNdebele singathi uJesu wathi kuye, ake unginathise amanzi. Into yokuqala lapha abaziyo labafundi iBhayibheli belicubungula bayakwazi ukuthi amaJuda lamaSamariya babengahambelani. Kwakungathi nje kuyahlola kuyazila asiyonto nje elula ukuthi umJuda lomSamariya bahlangane baxoxisane ingabe bakhuluma ngani. Kodwa nansi into ehlanganisa umJuda onguJesu lomama waseSamariya namanzi. UJesu uthi akwe unginathise kulo umama owayezokukha amanzi. Amanzi siyakwazi ukuthi ayimpilo. Ngenye indlela izinto ezisekela ukuphila kwethu kazikhethi ukuthi ungubani unjani. Kakukhathalekile ukuthi uyisinothi ungumnyango ufundile kawufundanga abantu bakucabangela ukuthi ungumuntu onjani. Ungaba yikho ungabi yikho lokho kodwa ke amanzi ayimpilo. Lokhu kukhomba ukuthi bonke abantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu kumele basizane ukwenzela ukuthi impilo abayiphilayo lapha emhlabeni ibe yimpilo ezabalethela okuhle kuphela. Amanzi la uJesu ayewatsho esemthonjeni wayekwazi ukubana womile. Umama lwaseSamariya laye usemthonjeni kumbuse esikotshweni kumbe ungaphi uzodinga amanzi ngenye indlela wayezodinga ukuthi emzini wakhe uphile kahle. UJesu ekwazi lokuthi amaSamaria lamaJuda kabahambelani, kazanga thandabuze uthi kuye, ake unginathise amanzi ngumile, ngihambile umango sengifisa ukuthola into engasiza umphefumulo wami. Bangaka abantu ababuya kithi becela ukubana sibasize, thina siqalise ukubabandlulula lanxa beyizidalwa zikaNkulunkulu. Sihlole ukubana lo uvela le, singazake simsize ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono. Sibuyele eze sibale le mbali ukuthi embalini vela uzange kwenzakale into enjalo. Kanti ke siyabe singalandeli indlela yokuthi lo umuntu udinga uncedo kithi, uthi ake unginathise, ake ungisize. Kungakhathalekile ukuthi mina ngumJuda nomSamaria, amanzi izinto ezisinika ukuphila, kazi sihlanganise sazi ubana sabelane ukuthi thina siphile lalabo abadinga uncedo kithi baphile. Kasibasizeni, kasisizaneni, singabandlululani, singakhethani, sithole ukuphila ofana naye. Basikhulekele baba, sicela usinike inhliziyo yokuzwisisana ukuthi ukuphila kwethu sonke kuyafana naye ebusweni bakho. NgoJesu siyakhuleka. Amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo Vuselela Umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo, ungadinwa kusasa. Wezemidlalo, iqembu leyale ndazi libe ngusiki lobhanqa 0-0 lele Simba Bora emdlalweni weCastellakers Premier Soccer League odlale namuhla. Nansi impumela yemidlalo efanayo ngezi: Platinum 1 FC Platinum 0, Triangle United 1 Yata 1, Cape United 0 Wange 0. Kusenjalo uMathodana Horsepower Chabangu ufuna ukuvuselela umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Umncintiswano weHorsepower Offseason Tournament duke waduma kakhulu eminyakeni edluleyo, kodwa usile minyaka embalwa ungasadlalwa, njalo uChabangu uthi imizamo yokuvuselela iqale enyakenye.
IHorsepower Offseason Tournament unfortunately nje isilesikhathi ngekho, ngoba izinto zike zatshintsha zaba lama-hardships njani. But I hope this time around, especially this year, is abakhona ngoba last year kube liphutha ngoba ikuma ground sani kwa very late. I don't want to lie to you ngoba bafana bagcwele and abaningi asebedlala kathesi abayazi iHorsepower Tournament. Bese ukuthi ngani kuyenzakala ukuthi mina nginikezwe ichance abafana ababengene YCT laphana kungu-December okwakudlala khona uMaruwaru ebuye vele France, uMaruwaru wayegadi furamachini ebuye ezedlala kuHorsepower. Ngelinye ilanga I remember Wesley Gilbert babuya bevele eHarare ngizwe imavevane.
Imidlalo yeHorsepower Offseason Tournament iqaliswe nguChabangu sekusiyaphela iminyaka yama-1990s, njalo ibidlalwa ngabadlali ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Kuthe ngokuhamba kwesikhathi amaqembu adlala kusigaba saphezulu aqala ukuvimbela abadlali ukuba bephatheke kiyo ngoba kuthiwa bazalimala. UChabangu uthi vele yena injongo yakhe ngeyokupha abadlali abangazakaliyo ithuba lokuba bebonakale.
Kuke kwaba le problem mina omumngani uzilethu Ernest Maphepo wayengumanager kuHighlanders. I remember ngelinye ilanga eWhite City odezi labothabano Mqwayi befuna ukudlala bonke zenzwe befuna ukudlala uErnest ebalisa, but abafana labana bala bathi hheyi nathi silambile sifuna ukudlala lapha kuHorsepower. Kodwa umthetholwana sawuzwa, kodwa hhayi siyabe singafuni lathi bona laba abaningi abe-premier, thina sifuna ukushowcase abanye abangazakaliyo, kodwa ofuna ukuzidlalela kasimalisi.
Ngensuku qala umncintiswano lo wawungenwa langabadlali abadlala phesheya kolwandle bedlala ndawonye labanye abakhulela kwemalokitshini abakhulele kuwo. Uqhubekele phambili ulokhu udlalwa ngemva kokuba abadlali abadlala kusigaba se-Premier Soccer League bengasavunyelwa ngamaqembu abo, kodwa bekungasafani. kwesinye isikhathi esadlala uChabangu ke wadlalela amaqemba abalesayo leContex kweUnited eRodal kanye leMiklis.
Context iyayiku Division 4. Ikhiwa la ngibuza ukuthi why i-team yami ingazani iyaxegaxega ngathi hayi asila ma players. Ikhiwa lathi kuya lama players. Yiko ukuthatha kwami uNST uMaphepha, aso uMaphepha uNST ngokunomunye umfana othongu Simon uMaphepha. Sihlala same area la. NST ngamthatha lo Richard Ndlovu. Ikhiwa lafika lathi ha kanti abantu bakho ingazani balutshwana. Yiko kusuka ngigijima siyengubo yenja siyathatha uTitus Majola, siyathatha uDala, siyathatha uTostawu. Kwakusesele cream engubo yenja. Ngathatha ba 5 players. Yiko ukuthi icontext ibe khona.
UChabangu uchiye ukudlala ngemva kokulimala edlalela iqembu leMiklis kusigaba seSouth Zone ngo-1978. Ngemva kwalokho ube nguNompembe waphinda njalo waphatheka ekuqoqeni imidlalo yeSocial Soccer. Ugcine ebumba eyakhe iligi yeBulawayo Company Social Soccer League. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu Njanji, siqhubekela phambili ngokunanza usuku lwabomama ole Mother's Day.
In change, Ikabangisi ntwezise ungendela zonempilweni yami. Happy Mother's Day Mama, Happy Mother's Day. Hey, Happy Mother's Day Mama, Happy Mother's Day. Hey, wankulisu mama, wankulisa we wangoda. One mother, one coolie, mama. Happy Mother's Day from James Marabin. One time.
Let me dedicate my poetic praise to women. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to mothers of the universe, mothers of the nations. I speak of women. Women. What world could this be without women, daughters, girlfriends and wives? Thus humanity needs one.
Mina ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami ose Dubini. She's been gone for 2 years, but still I remember her every day. I wish she was here today for me to spoil her. Umabela, umamtungwa, bonkelo, mama mdala, umafuyane. I wish them Happy Mother's Day in heaven. Thank you.
Human beings are inclusive of women and girls. Who struggle as one without women. Who should forget women? Jesus Christ was born of a woman. I remember the fellowship of Ethiopia. Why not remember Nandi, the mother of Shaka? I remember Queen Zinga from Central Africa. I remember Yamita Nehanda from Tabapin. I remember the Amazons from West Africa. I remember Yamazana from Central Ethiopia. Why not remember Adelaide Kessel Hayford? I remember those again, Continent TV.
Lapha sizwe unkosikazi Bekezela Phuphe lo mchubuli olodumo uJays Marabini bekhuluma ngosuku lwe-Mother's Day. Lami ngithi Happy Mother's Day to umama wami, umamoyo, labo mama bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Siyalithanda lonke. Sesilugqiba-ke uhlelo lwethu namhlanje ngolivalelisa umthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.